The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly is back for her tech takeover. Too long, didn't read. TLDR, what is it this week, Jess?
It is, if you are the kind of person that has thousands of emails or thousands of memes and GIFs and stuff stored on your phone or in your email, you're doing damage to the planet. There's been a bit of research to this, and it has found that the vast majority of data that's stored in the cloud is dark data, which means that you view it once and you never look at it again.
Okay.
And that's bad.
So this is kind of an email that you read, click on it, and then you just go back to your inbox. You don't do anything. You don't click delete after you've read it. You just leave it there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of somewhere in the midst of time. You can go searching for it if needs be, but most people don't.
Most people don't. So like we had this notion, like back in the day when I used to be talking about the cloud, when it became a thing, we had this lofty notion that it was a thing in the sky. Not an actual cloud, but the data was just going somewhere. It was being stored somewhere.
Well, the word cloud, you know, would kind of suggest something like that.
Absolutely. So it's not us being Egypts. But in recent years, there's been a lot of talk about data centers and their impact on the environment, the heat that's needed, the energy that's needed, the noise that they make. And researchers now are going and looking. And one stat that I saw this week that kind of shocked me was by 2030, the National Grid in the UK says that just under 6% of the UK's total electricity consumption will be tackling or facilitating data centres.
Okay.
So that's a huge amount of energy that's going to be required. So if you are someone, and I don't know if you are, I don't know if I've given out to you for this before, I probably have, knowing me, but if you have, say, 20,000 emails sitting in your Gmail.
Unread emails you're talking about?
Or just in general.
Oh God, I couldn't even tell you how many emails. I don't even know how to find out how many emails are in my Gmail.
Like every week you disappoint me.
You know, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you how to find out. I've got emails going back since I opened a Gmail account.
Okay.
And I even have more than that because I think I just like fired everything I had in an old Hotmail account over to the Gmail account.
Yeah, love
account
that. So I could love find that. It. Stunning. Great. No, you're part of the problem. You need to go in and get rid of stuff that you
I
don't need.
I definitely have, I'd say hundreds of thousands. I've got 21,500 photos just.
Yeah. And you see, what's happening is, and the reason this is such as an issue, such an issue now is because big tech, so the likes of Google and Apple, they want you to keep all your stuff. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they can charge you for storage. So you'll get the notification that your iCloud is full.
Oh, yeah.
And rather than bothering your...
$2.99 a month, sure, I may as well sign up for the next.
Rather than bothering your backside to get rid of junk that you don't need, you'll pay the £3 a month. You'll keep all your data, but it is not good for the environment. So the message here, which I know absolutely nobody will follow, is to go through and get rid of stuff that you don't need. If you don't need thousands of emails, just delete them. If you don't need screenshots, GIFs, funny memes and stuff that you kind of laugh at once or half laugh at or think that you're laughing but you don't actually make an audible sound, just go through, get rid, and the environment will thank you.
And is it easy to do that? I mean, is there shortcuts on Gmail so that you can delete, say, everything that's more than 1 year old?
Yeah, you can put in certain searches. So if you go into your Gmail, they're actually making it easier for you to do this. The same with Outlook as well. So any email provider, when you go into your Gmail, you'll see the little search bar at the top and you can search all conversations, but there's a little filter thing that appears. And you can have, you can set a date range, you can set it by size, you can search for certain words. So if you signed up to a mailing list back in 2007 and you never read those emails or unsubscribed from those emails, but you know a certain brand emails you every single week, you can search for that brand and delete them. So it is very, very simple to do. Also, another big one is within your WhatsApp. And I know I talk about this all the time, but go into your settings and if you go into chats, mm-hmm. And then if you go into, and again, bear with me, I'll post this all on Instagram a little bit later on. Or sorry, go into WhatsApp, go to settings, go to storage and data, and then go to manage storage. And then you will see how much data your WhatsApp is using. You'll also be able to see, so like my sister has sent me 4.12 gigs of data. It's all pictures and videos of her kids. My dad, 1.93. Like it goes on and on.
5.31 gigs.
Okay. No. So if you can go in and if you can see, like, for example, within mine, it categorizes it as larger than 5 meg or forwarded many times. So you can go in, see the big files. And if you don't need them, delete them. Also, if they're already backed up to your iCloud or to your Google Cloud, you don't need them stored in multiple places. So just again, make sure you have it backed up somewhere, but then delete it if you don't need it.
I don't think I'm going to do any of that.
I know full well.
I might need some of that someday. I might need to go back. Sometimes I click into those. I remember a photo that might have been sent by someone once, and you go in, you click the little media Dropbox. It's very handy to find.
I've worked with
it's
you.
It's kind of a storage system.
I've worked with you for about, 10 or 12 years now. Have you ever once, never mind replied to an email,
13 years.
Have you ever replied to an, or not even replied, have you ever read an email that I've sent you?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. No,
I wouldn't have thought so
my
either.
Work account. I don't.
No,
if
I know.
If
you
any
don't
of my colleagues are listening,
one.
I don't even know how to get into my work email.
Kieran is the most frustrating person in the world. But look, that's the top tip. If you can go in, get rid, the planet will thank you, and so will your. Like you may be able to save a few quid on your bills.
I have 45,000 unread emails in my Outlook inbox, and I'm not getting charged for them, so I'm going to let them sit there indefinitely.
No.
Far too time consuming to sort out, says Brian in Sligo.
Brian, no.
She's unimpressed, Brian.
Very
much
so.
She's unimpressed. What's your tech tip this week?
Don't be an idiot like I am. I'm an idiot.
Okay.
I know that that doesn't.
Oh, sorry. No, Jess. Of course you're not.
Thank you
sorry.
So much. That was about a 3-second gap there. But I was going through my online banking there the other day because I was looking for a transaction, and I spotted that a subscription that I signed up for 6 months ago for one thing I never cancelled. It was 40 quid a month. I was paying out 40 quid a month for 6 months that I didn't need to be paying. So it's just, again, your reminder, if you have signed up to a subscription service because you want to read an article or you want to watch a certain TV show or whatever it is, once you have done that, set a reminder in your diary to remind you to cancel, because I nearly burst into tears when I copped that I've been paying 40 quid a month for 6 months that I didn't need to be paying. So just be smart about it. Again, you will save money by going through. Do a bit of an audit. Who doesn't love an audit on a sunny August day? Go through and see what subscriptions you have and cancel anything that you are not getting full value from. What I've noticed is that some providers, when you go through the steps and you attempt to cancel, they'll want you to stay. So they might offer you, say, 3 months free or something like that, or at a discounted price. So again, you could save money, but just please don't do what I did, because it is soul destroying.
What is your tech rec this week?
Okay. Do you know what a book burrito is?
A book burrito? No. I know what those things are independent of one another.
Okay.
But when you put them together, I have no idea.
So it's when you're in bed and you've got your duvet,
yeah,
and you kind of curl up like a little burrito and you want to read your book and you've got your little paws sticking out the top.
Okay, yeah.
And you're all cozy.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a Kindle user like I am, buy a remote control for your Kindle. So that way
cannot come in here and give out about people having old emails destroying the planet, and you think that people should go out and buy remote controls for their Kindle.
But you could be a book burrito.
Oh,
it's so
no.
cozy, because it means
how
your handies can
many
stay
children
under the
had to mine the resources that go into that.
Don't. No, this is the one joy in my life. You're not ruining book burritoing for me.
Sorry. And what's so you've got a remote control in your hand under the covers is the point.
And you're all
it?
Cozy rosy.
And who's holding the Kindle for you?
The Kindle can be on the pillow or on your knees.
You.
So if you're like lying back on your back and your knees are up and you can rest it, and then your handies are all cozy rosy under the duvet.
Oh no, I don't like my arms under a duvet, first of all.
Okay.
Yeah. Never liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. Always have to have the arms free. What? To protect yourself, Jess. You never know. Never know when the attack is going to come.
And I'm the idiot here.
Could come from any angle at any time. Always be prepared.
My recommendation is, as we enter the colder months, if you're a Kindle reader, get a remote control and it will transform your reading experience.
No way, really?
I've honestly been the happiest little person in the world reading my book the last few nights, all wrapped up. Book burritoing. I'm making it a thing.
You know what I do notice with my Kindle is that I have to hold it further and further away from my face to be able to read it.
Aww.
It's a depressing thought.
You can
isn't
make
it?
The font bigger, and you can also change the background.
Oh, I'm not going to be one of them. I'm not one of them yet.
One word
you know
a
when,
page.
When people the massive big font on their phones, but I'm not a million miles away from it. That's the